we get a chance to talk about, of course, Indianola gearing up for their Old Settlers Day celebration coming up in a couple of weekends. And to kick things off on that Friday, you've got the Indianola Ranch Rodeo taking place. Mr. Mike Slattery is in studio. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you, Rich?
I'm doing good, sir. Doing good. We were just talking before we went on that, boy, the heats, you're out there a lot more than I am, but boy, it's something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been pretty muggy and nasty for a while. Thank God for the rain, for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. We're looking ahead to that weekend of the 9th, 10th, and 11th for Old Settler, and if it stays true what we read this morning, look, you're going to have a pretty good weekend of weather.
Yeah, we'll take that 80-degree weather with a chance of rain, for sure. Better than it's been in the past. We've been 100 degrees down on the creek bottom before.
It's been awfully warm in that weekend. It sure has.
Yeah, it has.
Well, you're getting things started on that Friday with the Indianola Ranch Rodeo, getting all the information out, and that's always a big event to kick things off, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been working on it pretty hard here the last couple of weeks. It takes a lot to get her going, but... yeah, Friday, August 9th, we'll get her kicked off at 6:30 with the Ranch Rodeo there. So, you know, come on down and have a good time. This is our sixth year now. It's hard to believe it's gone by that fast.
It's a good family event, isn't it?
Yeah, there's... oh, shoot, there's just... people come down and the kids just run around and everybody just has a good time.
Calcutta's going to start about 6:30 and then the rodeo that night about 7.
Yep. Calcutta at 6:30, rodeo at 7. Everybody try to get there a little bit sooner than that because the gates get bogged down pretty hard right about that time. So, and
there is some added money for this, isn't there, this year?
Yep. We've always added $3,000 to the ranch rodeo. And we've added $1,000 the last 2 years to the bronc riding. So we have in the local area, and we have the most added money other than Culbertson. I believe Culbertson went to $4,000, but we try to incentivize a little bit.
So talk about, first of all, the ranch rodeo. It's, you have teams of this, don't you?
Yeah, they're 4-man teams, and. Usually we do a tie-in. Oh, the guy, we turn out a steer and they got to head and heel it, tie it down. It's got to stay tied down. And then they got to rope one and load it in a trailer, and another one they've got to rope and stretch out and act like they branded it or doctored it. And so this year we're going to run what we call a scramble format. That we're going to do all three of those events at once. So it's going to be fast, and it's kind of like an endurance deal. I mean, you got to be in shape to get it done. So we're going to run that scramble format, and then, we'll start out, we'll buck some broncs, and then run the first round of the ranch rodeo, and then our short go, top five teams in the ranch rodeo will advance to the short go. And for a short go this year, we're doing something new. We're going to turn out a cow and a calf, and they can heel the calf, head and heel the calf, whatever, but they've got to rope the calf first, act like they're branding it, then they got to go rope the cow and get some milk out of her. It gets a little Western, and the crowd, it's a crowd pleaser. The contestants, it used to be you couldn't heel them, so it got really rowdy, and then people didn't like that so much, the competitors. Mm-hmm. The crowd sure did. But but no, this year, if there's anybody out there listening, want to put a team in, you can heel the cow and the wild cow milk in, make it a little easier. I mean, none of us are going to go out in the open and try to just mug a cow. It's not happening.
But you have a lot of folks who go on and they cheer for their favorite people, don't they?
Yep. And we usually have the same guys show up every year, so everybody's kind of got their favorite teams. They know which teams they want to bid on in the Calcutta. And it's just a good time, a good way to kick off Old Settlers.
Now, there is a pre-registration for this, too, isn't there?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me for the Ranch Rodeo at 308-340-7456. And for the bronc riding, that's put on by Mayfield Horse Company, and the contact number for that is 402-643-5671. And I talked to Derry Mayfield yesterday, and he thought he had 14 guys and 5 women entered up for this year. They've started this women's brand bronc riding deal, and there's actually, I mean, he says they've got 5 this year. We'll see. I know there's several other bronc ridings going on, but it's pretty neat deal. And there's a local gal over here, Juanita area, Zoe Bose. She's been riding quite a few of them and doing pretty good, I think. So
now that deadline is coming up here. You have on the flyer August 4th. That's this coming Sunday.
Yeah, I would like everybody to call me by then. Try to at least, because we got to get programs and everything put together and stuff like that. So I actually talked to 4 or 5 different guys this morning who are getting teams put together. So everybody's getting geared up and ready to roll.
You can't do this by yourself. You got a great committee and others that really help you out, don't they?
Yeah, it's definitely not possible, but with one person, we get a lot of community support. And Cindy Hayes is on our committee. She does a great job of getting sponsor money. And Alex Haig and John Harris, myself, and Jeff Brooks, as well as Kirk Martin. Kirk's a little laid up right now, but everybody has their own specialties that they bring to the deal. Who would have thought we'd be in our 6th year already?
Each year, it's getting bigger and better, isn't it?
It has, yes, it has. We're not done yet. We're still trying to grow, but, I mean, come on down and help support it.
Now, there will be a little spectator fee, and that, I'm sure, helps with the added money for the competitors, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Absolutely, yeah. We do charge $10 at the gate. It costs a lot of money to put these on, you know, with all the stock and everything and all the work we put into it. Pretty much everything we make goes into the pot, and then it's in payout or towards facilities. We've been adding to our facilities every year. We started with portable panels and wheel corrals 6 years ago. Now we have a permanent pipe fence. So
yeah, they've really done a good job over in that ball field area, and where they're going to have this really sprucing things up over the past year or so, haven't they?
Yeah, we're really trying to get the ball field and the arena and mm-hmm. make that kind of just a big park area down there, you know. I mean, and the Teals donated a playground for the young kids back there, and community support's unbelievable. We just can't thank everybody enough.
You can find more information. You can find the flyer that we're both looking at on the Old Settlers Day Facebook page as well. All that information for this event and for the whole weekend's right there.
Yep. It's all up on the internet, so pull it up and come on down.
It's a week from Friday. It's hard to believe, huh?
I know. We it gets here so fast every year.